in the triune God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will continue these services. And we will stop for a moment around that holy word, which is written in the Holy Bible, in the Gospel of Mark, in the chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Amen. Dear listeners of the word, dear travel companions, brothers and sisters, here in this service tent, here at the service site, there on different channels on the internet and radio. This chapter 10 of the Gospel of Mark is very touching. And it feels as though it is important in this full part to see, to understand these matters, of which were spoken of where Jesus was a speaker. It feels as though these matters before this text, which is said to be the gospel of children, are spoken of so important matters, and how it is related to children and family, to father and mother, and to this simple childlike faith. For before this text portion, there is a big group of people gathered, and the Pharisees come to Jesus to ask this question. Can a husband and wife divorce? And Jesus asks a question from them, and these Pharisees say to Jesus that Moses gave permission to divorce. But dear listeners, but the answer of Jesus, the answer of the teacher who never was wrong, is very secure and clear. And there also is taken is spoken of the creation work of God, that God created man and husband and wife, and Jesus says, what God has made one, does man not make it apart? Dear travel companions, this understanding of faith and the leaning onto this word of God is still true. According to this, we want to believe and teach. This has God created for security, for you, dear small boys and girls, and also to you, fathers and mothers, that there in your daily life, in the midst of your family, that it would be secure and good to be for everyone. Like we in the kingdom of God have all different but as valuable in front of God. And so it is even today. And after this text portion, a man comes running to Jesus and asks of this, what does he need to do so that he can inherit the kingdom of God? It felt as though this man had a true need to ask what he needs to do so that he can make it to heaven. Like Jesus says to this man, you know the commandments. You should not do adultery and so forth. And this man answers, I have kept all these commandments. But when Jesus looks upon him, he loved him and said, sell everything you have and give unto the poor. You will have your possessions in heaven. Come and follow me and carry your cross. At this moment, this man becomes sorrowful and goes away. To this man, this simple faith did not go. He had much material. He surely had much temporal matter. But above all, he had self-righteousness. He did not want to humble himself. He only saw his own doings and successes. He did not want to become of a child. God has promised, for he who humbles and is obedient and wants to believe, all that past forgiven, God has promised to give hundredfold to mothers and fathers, to those who carry on this journey. All that necessary. But this text portion of ours, you dear boys and girls who are here at this surface tent and service site, there's much of you here still. You surely remember when this text has been read. This text is read always in baptized situations, in a baptism ceremony. When the smallest boy or girl is given a name, that gift of heaven that God has given, And God sees this, to whom he wants to give this gift, and to how much. Oh, how it is good for us to also see according to the word of God, word of the Bible, that small child is brought to baptism as a believer. Even during these service days, has we have many times heard of this, how first comes faith and then baptism. This order has always been and always will be. And the writer of the Psalms speaks very clearly of this matter, when many times I have thought of it, how this portion of the child can we in a different way express. When here in the Psalm 139, in verses 16, are these words, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be." Think of how the creation work of God is perfect. Already in the womb, God has seen me and you, and gifted onto your heart the living spirit. Not so that this small boy or girl would carry also this corrupted portion, but because of the merit works of Jesus, these children and all the children in the world, was this child born in what family ever, his skin color whatever, wherever in the world, this child is always born as a believer. It is a very secure perspective. It is something that the parents do not have to sorrow of. And if this child dies before baptism, they make it to heaven. Here, when these mothers and fathers brought these children to Jesus, there happened something that we have to be astonished about. When these children were brought, then the disciples rebuked them who brought them. Think of these adult men who were able to grow next to that best teacher, in the roots of his feet, to listen and to follow the teachings of Jesus. And they act in this way. But when Jesus saw he was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." This touches me, these last two words, the kingdom of God. Dear listeners of the word, even here at the summer services at Äänekoski, is much preached of the kingdom of God. Here at the services, there have been much children gathered children of God gathered as one. And why have we wanted to come here? Is surely because we also have wanted to come to see friends. But has it above all been this prayer that God could open his word, and that my soul would get grace? This grace kingdom of God, it is here upon the earth. It is the lowered down New Jerusalem in this kingdom of God. From their own part, very weak travel men, brothers and sisters, I believe that even today, gathered are such travel friends that very high, heavy burden that you are of two parts. So many times you fall and in temptations and sins, but always from this kingdom of God has been said, my brother and sister, be with a secure mind. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And dear brothers and sisters, even at this moment is heard that same word from the heart of the Heavenly Father. Be with a secure mind. Believe all sins, travel faults, forgiven in Jesus' name and redeeming blood. I am many times reminded, when is my own sermon time, I am reminded of this, that from how many different kind of homes, from how many different kind of situations, we come to services, and to services we come. Oh, how it is good that God sees into the hearts of us all, and God discovers us, examines us, and sees the situation of our homes, that home that we live in. Is it a home where there is only one person or more? It is not important. It is important that we can trust in this, that God will take care of us. And God sees our position and wants to be strengthening us all in this personal endeavor and faith. These bringers who brought these children possibly from many different kind of situations and wanted that these children would make it to Jesus, that Jesus could bless them. I believe so that many mother and father experience together with me that there at home, the word of God at home, it is so small. Oh, how important it is that there is services. That services have always been and always will be this most important task or work of the kingdom of God. You, dear parents, and you, grandparents, can be helping that we make it to services. That we make it, all families would make it to services. I was warmed and touched when the brother said that these are home services. Oh, it is so good to be at home services. Oh, it is so good to be there in the midst of our own Zion at services. Isn't it not good to be also good to be here at the summer services. We have been able to experience how this temporal sun warms us, and sometimes the Heavenly Father has given rain so that it isn't too dusty, but above all, that the grace sun has shined from a cloudless sky. The Heavenly Father has given that manna as He sees necessary for every day. The Heavenly Father has reminded us of the most important matter in life. And in this song, it is written in this way: so dearly. So many times a child teaches us to believe, and in their plays they have angels with them. Even you, dear travel companion, you have those experiences from daily life when these small children touch you. I can also say, a week ago, before St. John's Day, when we had children and grandchildren over, you surely know how boys are very easily wild. And we as parents many times think that that wild child boy probably doesn't much listen even at services. But oh, this little grandchild, that boy who I have many times thought is the most wild, he stopped me with a question. All of a sudden, at that dinner table, his face was open and sinless, and asked, what is it like in heaven? This question came completely out of the blue. This small child looked with open eyes and waited for an answer. I said unto this little boy, Grandpa doesn't know, doesn't understand to tell of heaven so well and so much that it would be good to tell of, but Grandpa will tell unto you. Keep always faith and a good conscience. That when you have the will to stay as a child of God, you will make it to heaven. That in heaven it is so beautiful that Grandpa is unable to describe it. Oh, these little boys and girls with this simple faith many times touch and remind what is most important in life. We know, dear brothers and sisters, we adults, how the enemy of souls, that same serpent that teased the first couple is so easily bringing us to secondary matters, bringing us away from this most important matter in life. And even in daily life, in the midst of our daily life, our heart so easily is bonded to everything temporal and worldly. That this perspective that this small boy had, that we are endeavorers of heaven, it so many times is as though dimmed. This kingdom of God and this family of believers has many times been said that this family, this believing family, is as though a small version of the kingdom of God. Have you boys and girls and you youth remembered the Heavenly Father? Remembered to thank the Heavenly Father that you have been able to live in a believing family and to see how great of a gift it is. Even though mother and father many times are restless. But nevertheless, mother and father want to be teaching children according to the teachings of Jesus, to forgive and to take care of that small child. Oh, here at the summer services has touched my heart. How mothers and fathers have been pushing those children in the carriages. Those twins have been there. And there have been those small hands there. There are smaller and bigger. The gifts of God, the flowers of heaven. I want at this moment, especially, to remember you, mother and father, who many times experience that poorness in nourishment work. Maybe this last day of summer services, you might be in that experience that these summer services have gone by commanding our children. But dear mothers and fathers, believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Oh, how important it is that they're at home, that we take care of each other, that this current of grace is very low, that we would even bless the children without asking. And you children, bless your parents. Especially, I have always been astonished of the mother's care, the power and need of how the mother takes care of the child. Surely we fathers love our children also and want to be supporting our mothers, that the mother would have strength in daily life. But that love of the mother, that nothing can replace it. Mother has strength to understand and to love even that child who asks for the most love. Isn't it, dear children of God, this kingdom of God? Very similar. Exactly the same. This kingdom of God is our mother here on earth and father in heaven. Haven't you been taken care of in this kingdom of God with grace and love? Oh, how even today many mothers and fathers' hearts pray for those children and loved ones on behalf of them who have rejected that home of the Father, and as though rejected also the love of the mother, the care of the kingdom of God, as though been lost on that home gate. The enemy of souls does work very diligently. Oh, how in the kingdom of God is prayed, and it want to be loving also those who do not have strength to believe at this moment. There at home happened also, at our home happened also such a situation where I have been able to take care of two children from a different family. This other child, who's a little bit older, 2.5 years old, was lost from our yard all of a sudden. Even though there were many other grandchildren, but this small Aslak boy was lost. There came a great distress. Where is this boy? First, we looked to the lake that the boy would not be there. The boy was not seen there. I saw when the mother of the child experienced great emergency. Where is this small boy? Many looked for this child. Mother went with a car from place to place. And then one of our older boys, children, found this small boy approximately a kilometer away, walking on the road. Oh, how then this boy's mother and this little boy, when they met each other, it touched my heart. How there the mother cried that this lost child was found. I was then reminded, so is this kingdom of God, the mother of this congregation. How it wants all those children back who have left from that home of the Father. Dear fathers and mothers, together with me, to God everything is possible. Let's pray from God that He would guide back to the Father of the home those lost sheep. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. So it is, even today. We need to humble ourselves. We need to believe only our own sins forgiven, that we make it into the kingdom of God. We need only to believe like the small child, as he trusts in the mother and the father. And we can many times see how the small boys and girls, they surely trust in their parents. How their own father is the strongest and their own mother is the best. Oh, how it is important that there in that believing home, these children get this best nutrition that we can give them, this clean word of God, the gospel of grace. Even that small child needs that food. I have been able to live and grow in such a family where I've been taken care of. Oh, how I remember many times how my dear father, who is now already, has made it this spring to the rest of the righteous. Many times I was at his sick bed and blessed him. And I remember how many times my own father experienced how he has been faulty and he needed the gospel. This gospel is the power of God for all of us. And then to me, this is a very consoling, this last verse, how it says, and he took them up in his arms, but put his hands upon them and blessed them. We can, dear brothers and sisters, imagine this. What kind of a feeling these mothers and fathers had when Jesus took them in his lap and forgave all their sins. Is there here today gathered those small, simple, oh, how I have been touched by the Gospel of Luke, the chapter 10, where is spoken of the apostles who were on a mission trip, and they came from the mission trip, and they told Jesus how the spirits were given unto them, that there had been people who had made a repentance. Much sin had been changed to grace. What did Jesus say unto these servants of the word? Jesus surely rejoiced of what they said, but Jesus said to these men, do not be joyous of that, but be joyous of this, that your name is in the book of life in heaven. Jesus put these men around the most important matter, that we do not become blessed by serving, but by believing, and that this personal faith will one day carry us to heaven. For this reason, even this moment, I want to remind you, dear friends, dear close one, who are there through different channels, through the internet or radio, you have not made it to summer services because of sickness or because of some other reason. The Heavenly Father remembers you, dear friend, even at this moment. Believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and redeeming blood. Be with a secure mind. God sees onto everyone's hearts. And it is also so that there, through the internet or radio or here at services, is such a neighbor who feels as though you are not yet in this kingdom of God. At this moment, you can believe from this gospel your own sins forgiven, unbelief and all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and redeeming blood. And you, dear brothers and sisters, who have possibly in your own sorrows and sighs, it may feel as though the services are ending and your own heart is so cold. Feels as though you had not strength to believe on your own part. Go, dear companion, to believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. Believe securely. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, blood, your sins are forgiven. We can, all of us, believe so childlikely and simply. And even though we are spoken of children, how Jesus took children into his lap and blessed them, even as bigger ones, older ones and younger ones, were in what position ever in your own self, you can be in the lap of Jesus. Jesus was always with the weakest, and so it is even now. And for that reason, believe now securely, all sins forgiven. This kingdom of God is such a journey convoy where the first ones are already in heaven. But we, dear travel companions, are still on this journey. Our endeavor goes on. And oh, how it is important to remember this, that we do not know the distance of our journey. We have even been given those messages to these summer services, that a young man has received a fatal accident, and left from this time. We cannot secure ourselves in our youth and strength. Oh, how we need to be ready to always to be ready to go, and that moment asks only for one matter. Do you have peace with God? Are your sins forgiven? Even my dear father wanted to teach, keep faith and a good conscience, then you do not need to fear when the time comes. Then there are only good options. I am now reminded of what the brother spoke of earlier, how in the midst of this time it would be important, like the Bible tells of this, to take care of one another. The closer you see the day approaching, that day when we are all gathered as one. Today it is almost as it is not a style or tradition that we would approach each other. We want to make those promises even today, that we would take care of one another, because I believe that every one of us wants to make it to heaven. Without the support of our travel companions and the care of the congregation, not one of us would make it to the destination. Therefore, it is important to be with open ears. I'll read the words of this song. It so touches my heart. Me who feel to be so poor to approach people, easily say too strongly. Here it is said in this way. Give, O Father, a gentle mind to approach a falling one, the tongue of truth to speak so that the words would invite. Give, Father, power to break barriers. Give words to repent that give grace. Give words that break bonds. Give, O Lord, the words of grace, love, and mercy. Keep us with your grace on this road towards heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, dear brother and sister, stay securely on this journey. On the end of the journey is awaiting that portion that is for every believer. And there will be gathered, like the Revelations speaks of it, the great group of white robes. You can so childlike and simply believe that the Heavenly Father will take care of me and you. That even with that poor faith, you will make it to the destination. And even you and me can be in that group of the white robes. Believe your sins forgiven, dear brother and sister, in Jesus' name and redeeming blood. And dear travel companions, under this sermon, I have been under many doubts, but I have experienced this, that as though angels carried me to this place, so strong have been the prayers of believers. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe together with the kingdom of God, and in this way we say in Jesus' name, amen.